Hey, doc and dental team members, do you know the difference between upcoding versus upgrading? Do you know that one could lead to thousands of dollars of increased revenue to your practice, and the other one could be detrimental to your career? We begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live. Mixer's up. Levels are good. Equalizer's good. Ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1. Roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Today's topic is a crucial one. It's the difference between upcoding versus upgrading. In the Professional Insurance Exchange newsletter, May of 2017, my good friend Dr. Dick Engar commented on a course he had recently taken that was put on by the Utah Insurance Department. In his second point, Dr. Engar indicated that upcoding is insurance fraud, and he is absolutely correct. However, upcoding should never, never be confused with upgrading. Dr. Engar is currently the head of Professional Insurance Exchange, that we call PIE, in Salt Lake City, Utah. PIE is the largest medical malpractice insurance carrier in the state of Utah for dentistry, insuring the large majority of practicing dentists here. Okay. In addition, they are multi-statewide and do an incredible service for their insured docs. I want to define the following terms so that you can better understand the clinical business of dentistry, your business of dentistry, and not be misled by false understanding of terms, which we constantly hear office managers touting as if they know what they're talking about. So office managers, listen up, because this is important for you to know so that you can talk intelligently and truthfully and be able to lead your dentists down a road of prosperity, okay? Upcoding is where you assign an inaccurate billing code to increase reimbursement. An example would be where a dentist might perform an amalgam filling restoration on a patient, but then charge their insurance for a composite filling. Or they might do a PFM crown and bill out an all porcelain crown because the payment from the insurance company is higher for the latter. Such actions are fraudulent and would absolutely be illegal. As a Utah private investigator, I had the unfortunate call to help the Utah Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing stop one of our colleagues from doing this very thing. Don't do it. That doctor that I had to do an investigation on and that I had to testify against lost his license and ruined his family because of his actions. Enough said. The term upgrading means to improve the quality or usefulness of something or change it for something newer or of a better standard. That's the definition. For example, to pay for a better seat on a plane or a better room in a hotel. In dentistry, upgrading is where you give your patient a choice of two different materials. If they choose the better, more expensive material, they pay an additional agreed-upon fee for the better, more expensive material. The same principle can apply to any value-added product or procedure. You, doc, are not responsible for paying for your patient's dentistry. You never have been. But most of you don't know how to offer choice with informative documents and consent forms and do it with both insured and uninsured patients. That's right. You did hear me correct. You can be paid more for more expensive products, value-added service, with your insured patients. It has been legal. It's always been legal. It was taught to me by the general manager of a major insurance company. Oops. That's right. But the problem is most of you don't know how to offer that choice with those informative documents and consent forms. They have to be very specified consent forms. And there's a couple people out there that don't know what those consent forms look like, and they give you consent forms for upgrading that you will get burned on. That's what we specialize in here at My Practice, My Business. So sign up for our training. Our clinical business of dentistry training is second to none. Oftentimes, we see some dentists get desperate to turn a profit, and they fall prey to doing things they otherwise wouldn't do. I understand your plight in life in trying to run a profitable dental practice. The beauty of what we teach here at MPMB prevents docs and their teams from even having those thoughts that might cause them to do something they might regret because they learn the truth about being able to upgrade and they are able to be profitable on so many more procedures. Learning how to work within the rules and regulations of dental insurance contracts to increase your profitability is not rocket science. It just requires someone who's been there, who has been doing it for years, and knows the rules of engagement. And that's what we specialize in here. We've all been told the same thing for years about dental insurance, how we can't charge the insured patient any more than what has been contracted for, blah, blah, blah. We've been told that if we do, it's shady, it's fraudulent, and that we will lose our license, even go to jail. I even had one office manager tell one of our reps here at MPMB that they will be wearing an orange jumpsuit if they continue to teach upgrading in dentistry. Oh my gosh, just help me now. Dealing with some office managers really tries my patience, especially those who do not want to learn how to do their jobs better or learn something new or, heaven forbid, actually increase the revenue with the practice they work for. Pride is always their downfall. It's their downfall continuously. I get it, okay? But overcome it. The person or people who started these lies with their political influence over docs and their office managers, and that's what I call them, lies, should have been called out years ago. Just think about how much revenue that practices have lost and how much it's cost every practice out there who have believed their false narratives that have been presented to them. That's a staggering thought for me. I hope it is for you too. Do we blame those consultants who teach things they profess to be experts in yet know nothing about? Or do we blame the doctors and their dental teams who believe them without doing their due diligence to confirm what they learned to be factual? So the question I hope all of you are asking right now, those of you who have not been through our training or those of you who have and have floated back to the status quo because of new dental team members who come to your office with the dogma that has swirled in their minds from the unknowing, what if, and I'm going to ask these questions, what if what we've been told by the unknowing of dental insurance wannabe experts isn't completely true? What if dental offices could charge more to both insured and uninsured patients for expensive technology, products, and services that patients want and need? And that's a whole other story about your direct operating cost per hour. You got to be profitable, doc. What if we could be paid fairly for many of our services with all of our insured patients? What if we could learn how this is done from other dental professionals, including dental insurance reps, who do this every day with happy and satisfied patients? I'm telling you, take the first step towards legally and ethically reclaiming forgotten profitability in your practice. If you want to continue to complain about dental insurance companies taking your profits, so be it. Go ahead and keep complaining, but if you want to learn truth and act on it, there's a better way. But there is a better way if you search it out. You can't just sit in your cave and expect it to drop in your lap unless you're listening to this podcast. You just have to take that step. You have to be willing to push aside the crap you've been taught all these years. Doc, you have to be willing to run your business like an actual business. office managers, you have to be willing to let go of your control of what you think you know and learn key business principles that are practiced in the business world. The Clinical Business of Dentistry training courses hold the steps needed to accomplish this. Let me be very clear. You cannot increase the dollar values for the insurance codes and fees you have contractually agreed to take with all PPO contracts you sign up with, but you can learn to identify underutilized CDT codes you currently are not using. When you don't charge out for the codes and services you perform, you are simply allowing free dentistry to happen in your practice every day. Doc, that is lost revenue that could be shared with you and your dental team in the form of bonuses and or base pay, let alone your pay. In addition, you can learn about upgrading products and procedures as defined by the rules and regulations of the insurance companies themselves and create a revenue stream from it. Remember, upgrading is legal, upcoding is not. Tracy, my super fantastic wife and general manager here at My Practice, My Business, just received a phone call from an office manager of one of our clients just this past week for some help. That office manager was on hold with an insurance company who was attempting to make her bundle billable codes and fees into a crown procedure. And Tracy was immediately placed on a three-way call. This savvy office manager contacted Tracy on her cell phone while she was on hold with the insurance company at her dental office. So Tracy was already keyed up and ready to go with the situation. That insurance rep comes back on the line and proceeds to tell Tracy and this office manager why two of the codes should be written off. Oh no, Tracy was able to explain to the insurance rep exactly why they should not and would not be written off. Tracy quoted the insurance company's own rules and regulations regarding the billable charges, mixed in with a few comments from the ADA's Council on Dental Practice, and won the battle. That office manager now learned how to handle it the next time she has the same crap thrown at her with a different insurance company. This is the kind of service our clients here at MPMB come to expect. We call it the Disney experience. They know that they can call us 24/7 for backup and help. And boy, that was one of those experiences that we love and puts a smile on our face when we can help out one of our clients do that very thing. Most important, the majority of dental office managers would have just caved to the bullying of the insurance rep and written off the billable charges. You know that you would have. We see it all the time. Why, you might ask? Because that is what is being taught, either by a dental consultant or by an insurance rep. Consultants teach these false narratives because they don't know any better. However, one would think an insurance rep would know better, right? Wrong. They don't either. The first and second line of defense with dental insurance companies usually do not know their own rules and regulations. We have seen this so many times. Heck, I'm beginning to wonder if dental consultants are teaching insurance reps. That's how bad it is out there. That right there is funny. I don't care who you are. You don't know what you don't know. It's not your fault. I get it, but it's time to change. And listening to this podcast, you're learning what you can do. And by signing up with the Clinical Business of Dentistry training, you can stop codes and fees blindness and give it away itis. In our dental training, you will learn about CDT codes you don't currently use and how to track and charge for technology and do it all under the guidelines outlined by major insurance companies. No more excuses for not making money. And yes, it is legal to upgrade and be profitable. Upgrading, yes. Upcoding, don't do it. To sign up for our training and our key cloud-based dental software products to improve your bottom line, you simply just have to call us at 801-226-4420. Don't you love how I give all of you wonderful listeners fantastic words of advice and key business principles with a little bit of advertising mixed in with it? If I didn't care about our profession, and if I honestly didn't care about my colleagues and all you dental team members, I just leave you hanging and not tell you where you can get more incredible information about things you learn from our podcasts. You do not have to write off so many things that you do write off every day. You can charge for value-added service. That's our mantra. That's been our thought leadership. That's what I was trained on and learned about from a major insurance company's general manager of the Intermountain States. I hope you understand the difference now between upcoding and upgrading. Upcoding will land you in trouble. Don't do it. Upgrading, though, giving your patients choice where choice is available, that builds trust. That's taught in every MBA program out there. Choice promotes trust. Give your patients a choice. Don't choose for them. They'll appreciate it. If I sound a little passionate about this topic, it's because I am. I am so tired of seeing my colleagues, all of you, get taken. Enough's enough. You've got to be paid fairly for what you do. And remember, be paid fairly for what you do. Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.